சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 7 ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக. ஸ்ரீ பகவானுவாச்சம் மய்யா ஸக்த மனாஃ பார்த்தம் யோகம் யுஞ்சன்மதாஶ்ரயம் அஸம்ஶயம் ஸமக்ரம் மாம் யதா ஜ்ஞாஸ்யசி தச்ருணு. Seeing the seventh chapter known as Jnana Vijnana Yogam. Okay. In the first shloka, Lord Krishna asking Arjuna to follow three instructions. Lord Krishna asking Arjuna by giving three instructions. One is, hey Arjuna, keep your goal that is only for God. That means God must be your goal. That is the first instruction. Maya sakta manaha. Then second instruction was, put your effort. Yogam yunjan, put your effort, that is called Purusha Prayatna, use your willpower. Yogam yunjan. Then third instruction was Madashrayaha. Madashrayaha means take refuge in me, take support of me. Take support of me, then you are going to attain that truth. Then listen to me, what I am going to teach you. In the second line he says, you can understand totally about my nature. Once you surrender to me and once you put effort to know the goal, that goal is me alone, then you can understand the truth totally. Asamshaya means doubtlessly, samagram means totally. Doubtless knowledge alone is knowledge. You can understand totally. Half knowledge is not total knowledge. Half knowledge can never give total satisfaction. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, doubtless and total knowledge you will receive. Mam yatha gnasyasina. How you know my true nature, total nature without any doubt. That may you listen from me, shrunu. Tat shrunu. May you listen from me. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we'll enter into the second shloka. What is the teaching? From second shloka he starts. What I'm going to impart to you, Arjuna? Jnanam teham savijnanam.
Jnanam teham savijnanam.
Idam vakshyamya
sheshataham.
யஜ்ஞாத்வானேஹபூயோன்யத் ஜ்ஞாத்வானேஹபூயோன்யத் ஞாதவ்யமவசிஷ்யதே. Entire Bhagavad Gita is nothing but the essence of Upanishads. So as we are studying Gita shlokas, the connected Upanishadic mantra we have to recollect. So we have completed Mundakopanishad. There Shaunaka asks Angiras, Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam. Kasmin bhagavo vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Hey Guru Angiras, what is that by knowing which everything else is known? Please teach me that. Shaunaka asked Angiras. So Lord Krishna, keeping that in his mind, samagram, the total knowledge you get by knowing this teaching. What is that eka vijnanam? That what he says here, aham te vakshyami. Hey Arjuna, aham, myself, I am, te pravakshyami, I am going to teach you. Vakshyami, I will teach you. What that? Idam savijnanam jnanam. I am going to teach about that savijnanam jnanam. What do you mean by savijnanam? Savijnanam means aparoksha jnanam, advaita jnanam, nirguna brahma jnanam, higher nature of Ishvara or Paraprakriti. In Mundakopanishad, as Angiras says to Shaunaka, Dve vidye veditavye parachai vaparacha. Just Bhagavan copies down here. So that copying from Lord Krishna time onwards is there. Okay. Somebody asked, how many marks you will get in your this exam? My friend student, how many marks he gets? Same marks I will get now. You can understand what it means. One teacher or parent asked the student, son or daughter, how many marks you will get in this subject? And exactly the student in front of me, how many marks he gets, that much only I'll get. That means completely copied. Okay, it's not a positive example. Okay, here Lord Krishna want to say, Dvevidye Veditavya, Angiras tells there are two sciences to be studied. Paravidya, aparavidya, paracha, aparacha. That is, savijnanam means paravidya, jnanam means aparavidya. So I am going to teach you, I will teach you about this advaita jnanam or nirguna brahma jnanam or higher nature of Ishvara. Vijnana sahitam jnanam savijnanam. Savijnanam means what? Vijnana sahitam jnanam. Abheda jnanam, non-dual nature of Ishvara. Very important word, advaita jnanam. So many names you see. Advaita jnanam, savijnanam is equal to advaita jnanam, nirguna brahma jnanam, paravidya, aparoksha jnanam, or abheda jnanam, or higher nature of Ishvara. All are synonyms. Idam jnanam means dvaita jnanam. Jnanam means dvaita jnanam, quite opposite to nirguna jnanam. Idam jnanam means saguna ishvara jnanam, bheda jnanam, dvaita jnanam, lower nature of Ishvara, apara prakriti. God, when you say, he has got two aspects. The God whom you are worshipping at home, in your puja room, is having two aspects. Two aspects. One is savijnanam. Second one is jnanam. One is nirgunam. Another one is sagunam. One is dvaitam, advaitam. Another one is dvaitam. One is abhedam, ishvara. Another one is veda ishvara. So these are the two aspects of ishvara whom you are worshipping. Jnanam savijnanam idam vakshami. How asheshataha, totally, without any reminder, or without any remainder, not reminder, remainder, no? Without any left out, asheshataha pravakshami, I shall completely impart. Then phalam he is giving, next line. Yat jnatva, by knowing which dvaita jnanam and advaita jnanam, by knowing which nirguna brahma jnanam and or nirguna ishvara jnanam and saguna ishvara jnanam, by knowing which higher nature and lower nature, by knowing which bheda means what? Divisions. The Lord with divisions and the Lord without divisions. By knowing which, yat jnatva, by knowing these two type or two fold natures of Ishvara, yat jnatva jnatavyam anyat bhuyaha na avasishyate. Gaining this knowledge, having attained this knowledge, anyat bhuyaha, nothing more, bhuyaha ante more, anyat means other. Other knowledge. There is no, or there is nothing to know again. There is nothing to know again other than this. Gnatavyam, to be known. Once you know this paraprakriti and aparaprakriti, once you know this higher nature and lower nature, in your search will end. So you need not work for some other knowledge. That desire will end. That desire will end. Gnatavyam, that is to be known, na avasishyate, will not remain. That means what? This is called complete knowledge. Complete knowledge. You don't feel any sort of limitation in your knowledge. Therefore, person is always his samsara. We can put in three ways: at gross level, at subtle level, at intellectual level. Emotional level, intellectual level. At gross level, samsara is I am a limited person. I am a limited, you know, everything I am limited, limited feeling of that notion. That is called samsara. Some people physically hale and healthy, everything they have, all the things, but emotionally they are deprived of love, affection, and deprived of care. So emotional level samsara they have. That is called emotional level samsara. Some people emotional level they are fine, but intellectual level they are having samsara problem. So I want to know this, I want to know this, I do not know this, when I am going to know this. Like that they are intellectually, they are deprived of knowledge. So scientists always they want to know this, that and all. This type of limitation, either gross level, emotional level, intellectual level, always continues until you understand the higher nature of Ishvara. Therefore, one has to, three basic desires all of us get, whether you ask outside or not, they are in hidden desires to know. First one is, what is this world in front of me? What is this sunrise? What is this world at all? Where from this world has come this desire? Shastras is expecting us. These desires, questions must come from a mature mind. What is this world? How it has come? What is the nature of the world? First question. The second question, who is God? Who is God? Where is He? What is the nature of God? Then third question is, who am I? Naan yen pirandhen? Why I am born? Already born. Why I am born? Where am I going after death? These questions always comes in human mind, very natural. Very natural questions we get. When we ask our parents, they never answer because they do not know first of all. Suppose I ask why I am born, why you have given birth to me, you know, if you ask your parents, what answer they give? Who created me? Oh, who created this world? Who is God? Suppose children ask, what answer we give? Shut up your mouth now. We say, shut up your mouth. After listening from 2-3 people like that answers, we just slowly forget about those questions. Slowly we'll forget about those questions and we are busy in what? Cooking. We are busy in cooking. And we are busy in doing this and that and all. We are sleeping, eating and sleeping, eating. And slowly we ignore those questions. But internally those questions remain. As long as those questions remain without answer, without answering them, your intellect can never feel happy. Even you ignore, but that doubts always there, that questions are always there, that ignorance is there about this. Even I do not know about my body, what happens to the next moment to this body, I do not know. One person was telling the other day, when I met, he came to me to drop me at airport. He is a deputy commissioner. He is telling, Swamini, recently I got clarity, you know. What is that clarity, I asked. Where he was working, the great minister, you know, very, very popular minister he is. Suddenly he popped off, popular minister popped off, you know. He died. Suddenly. He left all his property, family, everything, name, fame, everything disappeared. Similarly, another great person who is very popular, he is also gone like that. What is, again, near and dear family member also gone. And he started thinking, what is this life? Why people disappear suddenly? Where they go? They leave everything of their possessions, name, fame, everything here. They are not old, they are young only. How they left here? Like these questions will come, where we are going? Where our dear, near people have gone? What is this creation? Questions very, very natural. Therefore, this quest to end, you have to understand this para and apara, two aspects. Gnatavyam na avasishyate. Having known this, you won't have any further doubts. Otherwise, your intellect always, it's like a bug. What is this? I do not know anything. Like that always is. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam, if you want, understand. He Arjuna, yat gnatva iha bhuyaha anyat gnatavyam na avasishyate. There is nothing left out to know. That means what? You are a full-fledged knowledgeable person. Once you come to Gita class, who says? Lord Krishna says. If you understand this my nature, gnatavyam, to be known, anyat, other knowledge na avasishyate, will not be there. That means what? Once you come to Bhagavad Gita class, study the 7th chapter, all your questions answered. That knowledge you are going to receive now. Because Arjuna is receiving, in the name of Arjuna, we are also sitting and listening. This knowledge is very, very difficult. That's what he says. The rareness of this knowledge. Next shloka, he is going to say, Manushyanam sahasreshu. Kaschid yatati siddhaye. Yatatam api siddhanam. Kaschin mam veti tatvatah. Very nice shloka. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit siddhaye yatati. Among thousands of people, manushyanam sahasreshu nirdharane shashti. Manushyanam, among thousands of people, sahasreshu kaschit, only someone. Kaschit means only someone, very rarely people. Yatati means put an effort. Only some people, very rarely people come to know this knowledge. Sahasreshu manushyanam kaschit eva yatati. They put effort. You can take in among hundreds of people or thousands of people, very rarely people come to know this truth. Manushyanam sahasreshu, they put effort. You take the entire humanity, among them 90% of people are not religious. Only 10% are religious people, worship God and do all rituals and all. 90% people, they don't go to temple, they don't do worship anything. They are not interested in God, they are interested in themselves. Yes? So, 90% people are out. Not so many swamini, 90% venda, 75% vechikala. Okay, so in India, I'm telling, in India, okay, 75%. Not 90%, but 75% of people are nastikas, and you can take. They are not interested in religion, God, worship and all. So we take 25% of people worshipping God and doing pujas. Some extent they are all religious people, astikas. Among these 25 also, 15% of people are not interested in knowing the nature of God. They make use of God. 75% out, 25% religious people, or 15% of people are not interested in knowing that God's nature. 50% over. And then the 10%, those who are interested in knowing God also, they will not put an effort to know the Lord in a proper manner. Those who are in that 10%, also those who are interested in knowing God, they do not know what is the right way of knowing God. They are interested in knowing God. 15% are not knowing, not interested in knowing. 10% are interested in knowing, but they do not know. In the 10%, 5% do not know what is the right way of knowing. Right way of knowing Ishvara. 5% left out. And the 5% also, those who come to know Ishvara and right approach, and they come to Guru and they study Shastra, among that also 4% are not able to understand that God properly, in spite of Guru teaching. So 1% only left out who understands Ishvara correctly. Now that's what Lord Krishna says. Manushyanam sahasreshu. Among thousands of people, only few rare ones strive for. Etate means strive for. Prayatnam karoti ityarthaha. Siddhaya means to accomplish, to understand. Siddhanam apina. Even among those people who are striving, Siddhanam api. Here Siddhanam means sadhakanam, jignasunam, mumukshunam. Among those seekers also, many people, 3/4 of population will not strive for knowing God. Even that 1/4 who are striving to know God also, many of them do not put effort. They are interested in knowing, but they won't put effort. And some people put effort, yatatam api siddhanam. Those who are putting effort also, very less population. They, very few people understand. Yatatam api siddhanam. Kaschitu mam tattvataha vetti. Kaschitu mam tattvataha vetti. Kaschin mam tattvataha vetti. Very rare one knows me in reality. Tattvataha means in reality. Properly, totally, completely. Very few people come to know my real nature. Next shloka we'll read. 4th shloka.
Bhumirapo nalo vayuhum. Bhumirapo nalo vayuhum. Khammano buddhirevacham. Khammano buddhirevacham. Ahankara iti yamme. Bhinna prakriti rashtadham. Bhinna prakriti rashtadham.
Now Lord Krishna entering the subject matter, how the creation has come. How the creation has come. This creation is of eightfold. Ishvara Swarupam topic he begins here in the main teaching from 4th shloka onwards up to 12th shloka. 4th shloka onwards up to 12th shloka he gives that apara prakriti, the lower nature of Ishvara. The lower nature of Ishvara he presents here. Before going to see this shloka, we have to understand the Upanishadic background again. What Upanishad says, the entire creation is created by God. The entire creation is created by God. God alone was there before creation. God alone was there before creation. So, that creation has come from the Lord. Before the creation, Lord alone was there, Shastra says. To create anything, you require two karanams. For example, you take this pot, the pot has got two causes. One is material cause, another is intelligent cause. To create this pot, material is what? Clay is the material. And the pot maker is the intelligent cause. So without pot maker, you will never get pot. Without clay also, you cannot get the pot. So clay is also one cause, and pot maker is also another cause to create this pot. Clear? So clay is called material cause, pot maker is called intelligent cause. In Sanskrit, we call it as clay is called upadana karanam. Upadana karanam. Pot maker creates the pot with his intelligence. Therefore, pot maker is the intelligent cause. Intelligent cause. Nimitta karanam. Similarly, this desk you see, desk is made out of wood. Made by whom? Carpenter. So the carpenter is the intelligent cause, wood is the material cause. Similarly, you take the cloth, fiber is the material cause, weaver is the intelligent cause, nimitta karana. Similarly, ornament you take, gold is the material cause, and goldsmith is the intelligent cause, nimitta karana. Like this, you take any object in the world, material cause and intelligent cause, both are there. One is material cause is upadana karanam, intelligent is called nimitta karanam. Both of them are important for any object for its creation. Clear? Now, when it comes to the creation, the God is the intelligent cause. God is the intelligent cause, nimitta karanam. Then God also must have some material to create this universe. So when Shastra talks about the material cause, God need not go for material outside. God Himself is the material cause. Every rule has got an exception. What is general rule? Material cause is different, intelligent cause is different. The mason, engineer, or mason, the one who constructs the house, mason is different, brick is different. So weaver is different, fiber is different. Pot maker is different, clay is different, goldsmith is different, gold is different, wood is different, carpenter is different. This is general rule. But every general rule has got an exception. Regarding this creation, that exception, Shastra says, God is the material cause, God is the intelligent cause. God is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Abhinna means non-different. God is one who is non-different from the material cause also and the intelligent cause also. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam Ishwaraha. Karanam of what? Jagataha. Of this world. Of this universe. So the universe is created by God, who is the intelligent cause as well as material cause also. This is an exceptional case. For that, Shastra gives an example, Mundaka Upanishad. You can remember that sloka. Yathor nanabhisrijate grinhate cha. Yatha prithivya oshadhaya sambhavanti. Yatha satah purushat keshalomani. Tatha aksharat sambhavati havishvam. Just as in certain examples, the spider, when it wants to spin its web, spider is the intelligent cause. What edikiravum illa veetla and the spider web paathale namakku erichal varum. But sometimes you can appreciate that also. The spider web, it spins the web, it is the intelligent cause, but that spider never goes for material outside for its web. Birds goes for sticks to construct their nest. Other animals also goes outside for material, but whereas this spider never goes outside for material, that saliva from its own mouth, some sort of sticky material brings out from its own mouth and creates the web. The scientists are doing lot of research upon that, how this is possible. And the design, you see, any insect goes near that web, that's all. Yamadharma Raja is sitting in it. It cannot enter, no insect can come out. It goes and stick to that. What a nice design it makes, connection, the spider web. You can see in from sunlight, sun rays there, and spider web, you see, you can see the design, beautiful design. Engineers are trying to create that material, they failed. But spider is able to do that. That's why spider is the intelligent cause as well as material cause. Similarly, from prithivi itself, oshadhayaha sambhavanti. So now we can take the spider example here. Just as the spider is the material cause, spider is the intelligent cause. Similarly, God alone is the material cause and intelligent cause also. God is the material cause and the intelligent cause. As a creator of the universe, God is the intelligent cause. That is why we always say four statements. God exists. God created the world. God became the world. God himself evolved as the universe. God himself evolved as the universe. That time God is known as material cause. As creator of this universe, God is Nimitta Karanam. Once God himself becomes the universe, God himself evolved as universe, known as Upadana Karanam. So God, if you know, world also you can understand. Because world is not separate from God. Therefore, Eka Vijnanena, if you know God as Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam, you can know the world. What is this world? World is nothing but what? God. What are all there in the world? All eight factors, eight components are there in the world. Before going to see those eight components given in this fourth shloka, we have to know the higher nature and lower nature of Ishvara. Paraprakriti and Aparaprakriti. Matter principle and spirit principle. Bhagavan himself material, Bhagavan himself is the intelligent. What are those? Na? Para and apara, twofold. One common feature, four uncommon features. One uncommon feature is matter and spirit, two principles, matter and spirit both are eternal. Both are eternal, anadi. According to law of conservation also, nothing is newly created. Matter also cannot be created newly. Matter is always there. That we call it as prakriti, maya, prakriti. That it evolves, manifests, and it dissolves. Once it dissolves, it is called energy, shakti. When it evolves, it is called matter, material. So, spirit and matter. Spirit is known as paraprakriti, higher nature. Matter is called aparaprakriti, aparaprakriti. Both are eternal. When both are eternal, then what is the difference? Four differences are there. First difference between paraprakriti and aparaprakriti is, paraprakriti is sentient. Sentient. Sentient means chetanam, chetana tattvam, conscious principle. Aparaprakriti is achetana tattvam, achetana tattvam, or inert principle, INRT, inert principle. In Sanskrit we call it as jadam, jadam, inert principle, aparaprakriti. This is the first difference. Paraprakriti chetana tattvam, aparaprakriti achetana tattvam. The second difference is, paraprakriti is without attributes. Without attributes. That means nirgunam. Nirguna tattvam paraprakriti. Aparaprakriti is quite opposite, with attributes. With attributes. Saguna tattvam. Saguna tattvam. With properties and artham. Propertied one and property less one. Property less is called paraprakriti. Propertied or attributed one is called aparaprakriti. In Sanskrit, nirgunam paraprakriti, sagunam aparaprakriti. Saguna means what? Gunena sahitam, sagunam. With attributes. Sa means with an artham. Sa guna means with attributes. Nirguna means without attributes. Then third difference is, paraprakriti is ever non-changing. Ever unchanging. Modificationless. Nirvikaraha. Nirvikara tattvam paraprakritihi. Chetana tattvam, nirguna tattvam, nirvikara tattvam paraprakriti. Whereas aparaprakriti always undergoes a change. Savikara tattvam. Tremendous violent change taking place in matter. Now your body comes under paraprakriti or aparaprakriti, and by this you can understand. Body is changing all the time. Yes? So it comes under what category? Para or apara? Apara. Para is chetana tattvam. Apara, what we said? Achetana tattvam. So body, since it is savikaram, it comes under what? జడతత్వం. దట్ చేతన తత్వం పరాప్రకృతి. సిన్స్ బాడీ ఈజ్ సవికారం, ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ ద కేటగిరీ ఆఫ్ అపరాప్రకృతి, దేర్ ఫర్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ జడతత్వం. జడతత్వం ఇనర్ట్, మరి వై ఇట్ సెన్షియంట్? ఇట్ హ్యాస్ బారోయింగ్ సెన్షియన్సీ ఫ్రమ్ పరాప్రకృతి. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ విజ్ఞానం. లాస్ట్ అండ్ ఫైనల్ వన్, పరాప్రకృతి ఈజ్ సత్యం, రియల్, రియల్ సత్యం, ఇండిపెండెంట్ స్వతంత్ర సత్యం, ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ వితౌట్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ఎనీథింగ్. పరాప్రకృతి ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ వితౌట్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ఎనీథింగ్, దేర్ ఫార్ స్వతంత్ర సత్యం పరాప్రకృతి. వెరాజ్ అపరాప్రకృతి పరతంత్ర, ఇట్ ఈజ్ మిథ్యా, అన్రియల్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ యాజ్ రియల్ యాజ్ పరాప్రకృతి. బాడీ ఈజ్ మిథ్యా, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అపరాప్రకృతి, ఇట్ ఈజ్ జడం, ఇట్ ఈజ్ అపియరింగ్, బట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యాజ్ రియల్ యాజ్ పరాప్రకృతి. దెర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా. నౌ వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఆల్ ఫోర్ పాయింట్స్? పరాప్రకృతి ఈజ్ చేతనతత్వం, నిర్గుణతత్వం, నిర్వికారతత్వం, సత్యం, స్వతంత్రం. అపరాప్రకృతి ఈజ్ మ్యాటర్, అచేతనతత్వం, సగుణతత్వం, సవికారతత్వం, మిథ్యావత్వం, పరతంత్రం. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది గాడ్ మీన్స్ వాట్? చేతనతత్వం, అచేతనతత్వం, రెండు ఇరుక భగవాన్ ఆల్సో పరాప్రకృతి. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ సేస్, అర్జున, వెన్ యూ వర్షిప్ గాడ్, ఈశ్వర మీన్స్ రియల్ నేచర్, అన్రియల్ నేచర్, చేంజింగ్ నేచర్, నాన్ చేంజింగ్ నేచర్, అండ్ స్వతంత్రం, ఇండిపెండెంట్ నేచర్ అండ్ డిపెండెంట్ నేచర్, రెండు మిక్స్చర్ దా ఈశ్వరన్ జ్ఞాపకం ఇచ్చుకోను. Once you worship God, you have to understand God is who now? Who is God now? God is a mixture of sentience and insentience. God is a mixture of changing nature, non-changing nature. God is a mixture of properties and without properties. God is a mixture of swatantram, real and unreal. All together Ishvara. Once from that Ishvara only the creation has come. This body is belong to creation or not? This body is also part of creation. Since Bhagavan Ishvara alone is Nimitta Karanam, Upadana Karanam, his creation also must have these two, spirit and matter, para and prakriti. When you make laddu with sugar అండ్ కడలమావు, ఓకే, ఇన్ ద లడ్డూలో ఎన్ని ఇరుకో? లడ్డు ఆల్సో విల్ హ్యావ్ షుగర్ అండ్ కడలమావు. బూందీ ఫస్ట్, దెన్ షుగర్ పాక్, ఓకే. బూందీ అండ్ షుగర్ పాక్ యూ మిక్స్ అండ్ మేక్ లడ్డు. నౌ లడ్డు ఈజ్ హ్యావింగ్ వాట్? వాట్ డూ మీన్ బై లడ్డు? టెల్ మీ, ఈజ్ దేర్ ఏ లడ్డు వితౌట్ కడలమావు అండ్ షుగర్? లడ్డు ఈజ్ నథింగ్ బట్ కడల మావు, షుగర్. వై అన్నా? బికాజ్ లడ్డు ఈజ్ మేడ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ బూందీ అండ్ షుగర్. దెర్ ఇస్ నో లడ్డు అదర్ దాన్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో లడ్డు అదర్ దాన్ బూందీ అండ్ షుగర్. ఆయిల్ అది వేరే, ఎక్స్ట్రా, అదెల్లా అక్కడ వరపడుతుంది. ఫోర్త్ శ్లోకాలు ఇట్ కమ్స్. సో మెయిన్ కాంపోనెంట్స్ ఆర్ భూమి, ఆపహాన్ని ఆయిల్ వల్ల వరం అప్పురం. ఓకే, మెయిన్ రైస్ దిస్ కడల మావు షుగర్ మాదిరి పరాప్రకృతి అండ్ అపరాప్రకృతి. వన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద కాజ్ ఫర్ దిస్ క్రియేషన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ క్రియేషన్ ఆల్సో మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ వాట్? పరా అండ్ అపరా. సో అర్జున, ఇఫ్ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ పరా అండ్ అపరా ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర నేచర్, Ishvara's creation, which is Paraprakriti, Ishvara evolved, Aparaprakriti evolved as creation, you understand the creation. Now you are understanding the Ishvara, you are understanding the creation, and this body, you know, you are born, created by the Lord, you are in this creation, you are also mixture of what? Para and Apara, spirit and matter. This is also spirit and matter. World is also spirit and matter. Ishvara is also spirit and matter. Mixture. Ella mixture da. Now Ishvara also you can understand. World also you can understand. Who you are also you can understand. What we have understand basically in outline is what na? Para and Apara. Higher and lower. Higher nature and lower nature. One is real, one is unreal. One is changing, one is not changing. One is with properties, another one is without properties. One is conscious principle, one is inert principle. But both are together. That is what he says in this sloka. What are the eightfold? First, apara prakriti. What are all apara prakriti? Now oil, cashew, badam, ella inga mix pannukonga laddu lo. Okay, bhumihi, number one, earth, apaha, waters, analaha, fire, vayuhu, air, number four, kham means akasha, space, manaha, sixth one, mind, seventh one, buddhihi, eight, ahankaraha. All these eight put together, iti, I am, me, prakritihi, ashtadha, bhinna. So, bhumihi, apaha, analaha, vayuhu, kham, manaha, buddhihi, ahankara. All these eight known as ashtadha, five, eightfold. My lower nature is eightfold, Arjuna, understand. That means what? Prakritihi, he said. Prakriti means apara prakritihi. Me prakritihi means my prakriti, my power. Apara prakritihi. It is not different from me. That means what? Bhagavan who is talking is para prakriti, and his prakriti, apara prakriti, comes what? Eightfold. Ahankara, manas, buddhi, all five elements. Ashtamurti bhrit deva pujanam. In Dakshinamurti Stotram it comes, in Upadesa Sara it comes. Whom we are worshipping is this apara prakriti. And so many more differences we have to know. What are the differences of para prakriti and apara prakriti? And Lord Krishna is going to elaborately explain in this entire seventh chapter. Very, very interesting. Who is God? Who is God? Threadbare analysis of God we are going to do. That we will see in the next class. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.